This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwan has cut diplomatic ties with Honduras and is closing its embassy there. This according to Taiwanese Foreign Minister Joseph Wu. He made the announcement on Sunday morning. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell are due in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi on Sunday to survey the damage from a devastating tornado that killed some 25 people in a small community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report on the damage.
Ain't no houses left up.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi resident Shedrick B. says his neighborhood is just devastated. Houses and trees are flattened.
The little restaurants we got, the gas station. All of that's over with, gone.
He and his girlfriend and two children huddled in a closet after hearing that roar.
I was just holding them tight. She was praying.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis in Rolling Fork.
The scale of destruction in this small town is really astounding.
She says it's obvious some people did not survive, with trailer homes taking the hardest hit. The storm, described as a supercell, also knocked out trees and power lines in Alabama and Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Saturday that Russia has struck a deal with neighboring Belarus to station tactical nuclear weapons on its territory, but will not violate non-proliferation agreements. Putin told state television that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, which borders Poland. Putin said Russia will have completed the construction of a storage facility in Belarus by July 1st. He said Moscow would not actually be transferring control of the arms to Minsk. He said Russia has stationed 10 aircraft.